content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I will be continue our readings from the book, The Ultimate Money Saving Challenge, Learn the Psychology of Money. This book is by Luke Zello. And we will continue reading in the chapter we left off during our last episode. And we were talking about, as we left off, the different types of spenders and knowing what type of spender you are. We talked about savers, splashers, shopaholics, and as we ended, we ended on the shopaholic category, and now we'll continue with the fourth type of spender, known as a stasher. This type of spender will never say yes to an abrupt coffee date. They will never refuse invitations to go out for a drink. They are extremely strict with their money, which is all about saving. While their bank balance looks excellent, that stack of cash could be in a better place than their bank account. A stasher thinks that buying a house in cash is possible if they've saved enough money. However, as time passes, the property's value increases while they're still halfway saving for their new house. It is an impossible goal they have put on their shoulders and are continually chasing in vain. Stashers act like this for one common reason, security. Having a fat bank balance makes them think they are secure. It is often rooted in the insecurity of having no money while growing up or just coming out of considerable debt. While it is commendable to have rainy day funds, it is unhealthy to continue saving money without investing. It is scary to risk your hard-earned money on an investment, but proper financial education will help you choose where to spend your money wisely. Numerous conservative options will ensure your money is safe and will give you a high return. And the fifth type of saver, or spender, I should say, is the ignorer. This type of spender needs to be more knowledgeable when it comes to their finances. They have no idea where their money goes, nor do they have a care in the world about it. Ignorers have their heads buried in the sand and think they have no time to learn about finances. Most of them are engaged in a well-paid yet stressful job that will not allow them to sit down and sort through their expenses. Not educating yourself on your finances is just as bad as overspending. How else are you supposed to identify any red flags if you do not care at all? Talk to a financial advisor if you have a tough time trying to sort it all out by yourself. They can simplify the concepts for you and make it more engaging to understand your financial situation. It was very interesting on the types of spenders that are categorized. Which one are you? And know where your money goes. Sometimes it is easy to overlook where your money is going. You use your credit card to pay bills, buy groceries, pump gas, and spend it on other necessities. Work can be demanding, and there is your family that you need to take care of. After making all the necessary purchases, you look at your bank balance and often find yourself surprised by how low it is. Where is your money going? If you're not driving a Mercedes-Benz or dining at expensive restaurants weekly, how come you barely have enough? Here are the following steps to know where your money is going. Number one, step one, create a budget. We've been there before. Checking your bank balance and seeing a meager amount is often unpleasant. To prevent this from happening again, create a budget. By now you know how to make a budget within your income. This budget is crucial because it will serve as your basis. Step two, keep up with what you spend. It would be best if you recorded your expenses from now on. Low-cost products should be included in your list. People who do not record their expenses often believe they are in a fantasy where their wallet never goes empty. But since you are in the real world, you need to be aware of every purchase you make so you can avoid surprising yourself with a low bank balance soon. Step three, watch for the amount. The primary purpose of jotting down your expenses is to know which area you tend to overspend. Is it food, hair products, or clothes? You need to know what drains your bank when you have an allocated budget for each aspect. Tracking your expenses also helps you understand how much is left with every purchase. If you have a partner, make sure to communicate and agree that all expenses are recorded and checked in with each other before checking out. This will test both of your accountability when managing finances as one. Now that you're tracking your expenses, you will later find out that the culprit has been blowing up your budget each month. Who the culprit has been blowing up your budget each month? It could be a monthly TV streaming subscription, a nail salon habit your partner didn't know, or horse show tickets kept in the dark until you've started recording those expenses. Why is it so important to track those expenses? Why bother pulling out a small notebook each time you purchase and jot down the amount you just spent? For most people, it seems like a hassle. However, your future self will thank you for tracking your expenses, which can lead to a better understanding of your overall finances. Budgeting can include more than allocating money for buying your necessities. It is about using your money wisely so you can achieve your financial goals in life. If all you're doing is budgeting and blowing it up, you're not holding yourself accountable for your actions. If you want to achieve your money goals, you need to discipline yourself when it comes to your money. Well, here are three methods to track your expenses. Here are the following methods you can try to track your expenses and become more aware of where your money is going. First of all, you can try using a budgeting app. Make your life easier by using a budgeting application. It is the Wi-Fi era, and you must optimize technology for convenience and ease of use. Download a free budgeting application, such as Every Dollar. This application is easy to use and allows you to set up a budget within a few minutes. From then on, you can start tracking your purchases. You see, it is easier to pull out your phone and jot down what you just bought instead of pulling out a pencil and paper and scribbling it down while you're on your way to the parking lot. It is hassle-free and can be with you anywhere. It is also accessible all the time, giving you no excuse to forget to type in your expenses. Or you can try using a spreadsheet. Some people prefer using spreadsheets when budgeting and tracking their expenses. It is easy to use with personalized templates, and the math can be done within seconds. You can now access your spreadsheet via your smartphone. While it used to be stagnant in your computer, it can now be checked on through your mobile devices through the cloud. Google Sheets is the answer to many people's on-the-go spreadsheet needs. And if you don't like any of those, you can use the traditional pencil and paper. If you're not a fan of technology, you can always use the old school method, such as pencil and paper. Writing requires an active brain, and it can be of great advantage when you're managing your money. However, its disadvantage is pretty apparent. Not all people carry a pencil and paper with them everywhere. It can be bulky to bring along these traditional recorders. Of course, it could fit nicely into your bag or portfolio. After all, you may not have any issues lugging on a much heavier tablet. And now we'll move into Chapter 4, Creating the Tools That Will Make You Succeed. Never regard study as a duty, but as an opportunity to learn to know the liberating influence of beauty in the realm of the spirit for your own personal joy and to the profit of the community for which your later works belong. This quote was by Albert Einstein. Most people think that studying and learning ends when you receive your college diploma. But here you are, trying your best to learn how to manage your finances because this is not a subject that is commonly taught in schools and universities. Moreover, in terms of recognizing the need to educate yourself about money management, you are one step closer to becoming and being financially educated. Let us take a look and dissect the essence of the famous quote by Albert Einstein that we just said. He is one of humankind's many great minds and has shared his wisdom with us long after dying. Einstein herein refers to the legacy you're going to provide to your future recipients to serve as their guide in life. Drawing wisdom from many sources will help you become more aware and educated. As a scholar of finances, you are one step closer to achieving your money goals. But how can you put what you learned into the application? Simple. You need to identify tools that will help you succeed. These tools will elevate your present standing in society and give you a comfortable life. These tools are available in your day-to-day life, but sometimes you do not know how to prioritize them properly. So, what are these tools and how are they crucial in achieving your money goals? Well, here are the top 6 tools for success. Here are the tools you can use to succeed at what you're trying to gain. Notice that with discipline, they are achievable. Number 1, knowledge. In today's world, knowledge is accessible. So the refusal to educate yourself is your own choice and failure. Acquiring knowledge has never been more accessible with the rise of technology and the development of gadgets. Even the location is not a problem when it comes to knowledge access. There are virtual classrooms and online courses that you can refer to. Best of all, most of these online courses are free. Even age does not matter when it comes to learning. Basic knowledge about your field will keep you floating, but specialized expertise will take you places. Make it a goal to be in the top 10% of your domain as much as possible. Think of yourself as a standard worker. Without specialized knowledge, you have no rights to demand higher rates from your clients. But if you can offer something new, you're building doors of opportunities instead of waiting for one of those to open. There are many ways to acquire new knowledge. You can sign up for a free online course workshop or watch conferences with expert speakers. This knowledge from these new sources will help you dominate your field. Number 2, good work ethics. Oh, that's an important one. Discipline plays an integral part of your life if you want to succeed. Practicing excellent work ethics will take you places. For instance, instead of feeling bad about yourself for waking up past noon, why not create a routine that lets you wake up early instead? Most of the successful people in the industry are early birds. When you sleep early, you wake up early. You are at your most productive self when you are well rested and refreshed. Even the simplest habits, such as waking up half an hour early, will help you succeed. Instead of texting your friends and scrolling through social media first thing in the morning, set your goals for the day and know what needs to be done. There is a profound sense of accomplishment if you can do some work early in the morning. Number 3, personal power. Instead of submitting yourself to constant pressure for 12 hours, you should create a good routine that you can put up throughout the day. If you imagine yourself grinding and hustling for decades, it is easy to get tired just by thinking about it. By creating manageable cycles, you can get through day by day. A better understanding of energy management and sports psychology can help you develop your personal power, which is crucial to success. There are different methods to start your day better and work efficiently. For instance, submitting yourself to a 10-minute meditation or jogging around the neighborhood for half an hour before you start your day can be refreshing. Do things that will lift your spirit and boost your energy levels as much as possible. Number 4, dream job. Your dream job should be the one that you love doing. It is hard to imagine yourself succeeding in doing a job you do not like. If you're doing a job you love, motivating yourself to sharpen your skills and flourish is then easy. It also helps you unleash your creativity and give your best performance. Of course, there are challenges along the way, but it helps define your growth and gives you a steady income stream in the long run. If you do not consider your current job your dream job, try to adjust your attitude instead. By improving your work environment, you can focus on your position and do things well. As much as possible, consider working with a good employer who can improve your work ethic and performance in the long run. It is best to start with a part-time job you love instead of sticking to a 9-to-5 job you hate and seeing no improvements in the next 5 years. Do not be afraid to start small. In time, your hard work will be rewarded with more extraordinary skills and higher income. And number 5, positive mental attitude. Well, that one's certainly important. Do you know what success is within your reach only if you're willing to step towards it? You are not in control of the situations, but you are in control of your attitude. The most successful people are open-minded and have a positive mental attitude. It becomes the inner drive that will make you relentless in their pursuit of your dreams. When you are continually looking for the brighter side of life, it is easier for you to enjoy most of your days and shake off unwanted thoughts. Furthermore, people with a positive mental attitude are open-minded and can recognize an opportunity right away. For instance, the idea of investments may be ill towards grumpy, close-minded people, but optimistic people see the thrill of trying new things and would most likely learn more about it. It cannot be denied that people with a positive attitude also attract other people. They are intelligent beings that are fun to be around with. In the industry, creating a strong social network can help you climb the ladder. This becomes your tool in building your wealth and maintaining a good reputation among people who share the same interest as you. And number 6, creativity. Creative people are most likely to be well recognized by many because of their brilliant minds. While the industry can be intimidating, trust your unique gift and let your creativity unleash in whatever you do. Revisit your hobbies. Do you love writing stories? Perhaps your gifted hands had molded clay or sculptured stones. Some people are good at photography. It is never too late to monetize your talent. Regularly honing your skills will make you an expert in your field. Use the simple 3x10 method. If you do a specific task for 3 hours every day for 10 years, you will become an expert on it. Imagine being an expert writer, sculptor, photographer, or filmmaker. The future revenues you could make are endless if you'll open your mind and tap into your creative juices. Now that you know the necessary tools for success, you should take them into consideration. As Warren Buffett said, the more you learn, the more you earn. Earning your degree is not the end of it. In fact, it is just the beginning. Income and expenses. Repetitively checking your bank balance and seeing no improvements to the numbers can be frustrating. If you are one of those people who work hard and shop harder, then it's going to be difficult to start saving money right away. You will probably avoid this one question. How much is going into your bank account? How much is going out? It is time to face the truth. You need to be specific with your numbers if you want to build your wealth and responsibly manage your finances. That being said, you need to know your income and expenses. Once you know it, you'll be able to create a budget that allows you to pay for your necessities while indulging yourself once in a while. And creating a budget that works. Do not let the month end with you questioning your bank balance and not seeing an improvement in your savings. The most critical step in wisely managing your finances is formulating a budget. Budgeting may take some time for you to see the differences, but do not let it intimidate you. There's no better time to create a financial plan that works than now. Step 1, determine your monthly salary. Grab a notebook. Write it down. Write down the total amount of money you make in a month. If you have a partner, combine the amount of your after-tax pay. It's up to you if you want to include all sources of your income, or if you would like your side hustle to be deposited directly into a separate savings account as your rainy day fund. Step 2, list your monthly expenses. In a separate sheet, start listing down your monthly expenses. It should include your monthly rent, mortgage, utility bills, irregular bills, groceries, car payments, and entertainment. Make sure not to skip anything. Do not be afraid to determine how much you are spending in a month. You will be able to trim it down later. Step 3, create a zero-based budget. Now, you need to subtract your expenses from your income. It should be equal to zero. If not, then go back to the previous step and check your math. Do you need to add or remove a source of income to achieve the zero-based budget? Try again until you produce a zero. Step 4, keep track of your monthly expenses. Now that you have a budget, you need to start tracking your monthly expenses to see if it is working for you. Budgeting does not need to be a headache. In fact, several budgeting applications make it easier to create a budget and track your expenses. You can update it from time to time and learn to adjust whenever necessary. Always remember that your budget does not need to be perfect on the first try. Always remember that your budget does not need to be perfect on the first try. Changes cannot be avoided. But after a month or two, you will be able to produce a budget that works well for you. the difference between fixed and variable expenses. Sometimes it is so difficult to follow the budget, you spend hours creating. If you want to stick to your budget, you must understand the differences between fixed and variable expenses. It will help you identify what types of expenses you make and how they can affect your budget. Knowing this will help you adjust accordingly and better your money management. Well, let's talk first about fixed expenses. As the name implies, this type of expense stays the same. It refers to your rent, insurance fees, and car payments. Some of these expenses may vary slightly, but only happen at least for a year. Variable expenses. These expenses will vary every month. Look at your budget again and notice how it takes the most part of the spending category. Examples of variable purchases include clothing, utility bills, groceries, and entertainment. You can only make your utility bill a fixed expense if your service provider can offer an equalized plan. Now, since these expenses are always changing, you need to keep track of them to determine your average variable expenses for a month. Give it a month or two and compare the amounts. It will help you better understand how much to include in your budget for the variable expense category. On sticking to your budget and jump-starting your savings. It is not easy to keep a budget, especially if it's your first time. But do not let one lousy month discourage you from continuing your budget. Do not think of the budget as a negative thing. Budgeting will help you achieve your financial goals and jumpstart your savings. Think of it as preparing yourself for the success that is waiting for you. Well, we are now out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast also at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.